This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
We are back! Guys, welcome. 90 Day Fiancé News and Gossip Weekly. I am one of your hosts, Linda Entwee, and I am joined by the lovely Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Linda. Hi, 90 Day family. Hope everyone's doing well.
Man, another day of 90. I mean, yes. It's been all week 90. I've been living and breathing 90 Day. A lot of stuff going on this week, yeah?
Yeah, a lot has been happening. A lot of money talk. A lot of shadiness. Yeah.
There's been a lot of fighting, I found, like, just drama and drama and more drama, but we are here for it. So let's just start with some drama. Devin and Jeffrey are feuding, and she is a little bit upset that looks like TLC edited her saying that Drusilla was 4 when really she was only 3 at the time. And then for some reason, Jeffrey jumped in and decided that he wanted to say a bunch of stuff to her. He wanted to say that he was, quote unquote, pretty sure that Devin doesn't know how old her kid is. And then he goes on to share his thoughts on her. He goes to say that he's never come across someone that is so entitled. And then he called her plain worthless. Well, that's all he had to say. He went on to say that he's not going to go after Drusilla or any kid for that matter, but that Devin should focus on raising them rather than letting other people do so. Devin, who, you know, is going to come to her own defense because he's basically mom-shaming her, was questioning why was he even attacking her and her daughter because they don't even know each other personally. They've never met. And in her anger, she called him a disgusting human being.
Okay. My question is, A, how does Jeffrey know what Drusilla's age is?
Right.
B, why do you care so much to even comment on that?
Right.
Like, I'm wondering what the backstory is. Like, did Devin insult him in some way? Did she say something about his criminal past that made him feel away? Like, what was the reason for it? It's just bizarre.
Yeah, I have no idea. Definitely unnecessary. And because we're on the Devin topic, Devin has been all over social media. The fans are up in arms right now. And so we wanted to discuss it. So Corey, we all remember Corey, posted to his Instagram stories, and he is shouting out Devin. He's telling everyone to go follow Devin on her OnlyFans account. And, you know, you see Devin, and she's like, you know, in boudoir wear and just like hanging out on a bed. But here's what angered people. So looks like Devin wants to get breast augmentation. And she started a fundraiser to raise $4,000 on her OnlyFans account. And people are enraged. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that if she's doing it on her OnlyFans account, I don't have a problem with it. If she's doing it with, like, for a GoFundMe or something like that, that's where I would have a problem with it. But OnlyFans, you're kind of earning it. It's kind of like a gig, right?
Right, right.
So I think I'm okay with that. What were your thoughts on it?
I think, listen, whatever makes her happy, go ahead and do it. And I agree with you. I think that if that's something that she wants to do and, you know, she's on OnlyFans as it is, then that's something that's just going to enhance. That's funny. That's just something that's going to help her in that situation, right? So if she wants to go ahead and do that and it be on, like you said, her OnlyFans account, then so be it.
Mm-hmm.
What are the last two?
I think she's well within her rights if she does it under the OnlyFans account. Live chat is lit. They're saying, okay, so they're on Jeffrey right now. They're saying that he's trying to extend his 15 minutes. Jeffrey needs to get a life. That's what Debbie Wood said. Gene Wilson was the one that said he's trying to extend his 15 minutes. Nakia Emanuel said maybe Jeffrey should himself work on staying out of jail. Should focus on himself and work on staying out of jail. And Geek Girl said, oh, please. Like, he doesn't have enough legal stuff to deal with. And Nakia Emanuel said, I'm all for Devin trying to make money, but I kind of wish it was for her kids. But hey, it's not like she's begging for it.
That, and how do we know that she's not making money for her kids as well as, do you know what I mean? Like, multiple sources of income. I don't know. Could be.
I don't know. We'll see how it works. I wonder if she'll reach or exceed her goal.
Yeah, I'm definitely sure that someone somewhere is going to find that out. Let's move on to Brittany and Yazan.
Yes, you guys. So much drama. I was not expecting this. All right, brace yourselves, everyone. So Brittany called out Yazan for cheating. She went on Instagram this morning and called out Yazan in a post that she titled, Fun Facts About Us. And I'm going to pull the post up. It's quite messy. So on her Instagram, she posted, Fun Facts About Us. Yazan's favorite drink is Jack Daniels. Yazan loves hashish, tramadol, and gaslighting women. Just so you know, hashish, for those of you that don't know, is cannabis, marijuana. Tramadol is like you would liken that to codeine. So, you know, take it for what it is. She's also went on to say he loves to cheat with 90 Day Fiance fans. He's on his third one. His favorite pastime is blaming others for his actions. Enjoy, heart emoji, Yazan. Did I miss anything? Should I honorably mention your out of control temper? And a fan said, who is managing his account? Because his English ain't that 100. And Brittany said, responded with, his third girlfriend he chose from his fan base. So basically, Brittany said all this on Instagram. But before she posted this post onto her timeline, she kind of went on a precursor rant on her IG story. And she said, woke up in a FU mood, tired of misogynists who think they can groom women. I'ma kill all that on behalf of my ladies. F misogynists, women are queens. So she posted that. And then she also posted, right before she posted, did her post and delete on her timeline, she said, I don't give a F what I'm allowed to post, what I allowed in the past, excuse me, try me today. So basically she was ready for the smoke. Brittany was, you know, all for it. So here's a little background on Yazan's cheating. The woman that he's allegedly cheating with actually came forward today. And she's a Canadian woman by the name of Shadi. She came forward, I guess, exposing receipts. I have not gotten my hands on the receipts yet. So this is all alleged. So the text message, she came forward with receipts in forms of text messages and audio clips. And just a little background on Shadi. She currently lives in Morocco. She revealed that she feels sorry for Brittany. Shadi sent these messages to Brittany as proof. And since all of this has come out, Shadi supposedly has received threatening messages from Brittany. And according to Brittany, this, like I said earlier, this is Yazan's third 90-day fan that he's cheating with. So it sounds like Yazan is really feeling himself. He's getting, you know, a little big-headed from all this 90-day attention that he's getting. And unfortunately, it's causing him to mistreat Brittany. And I have to say, I'm not shocked about this behavior. What do you guys think in the live chat? Linda, what are your thoughts about this?
I mean, I'm not surprised by it. I do want to add to that story, though, too, because I've been following it closely, that she is claiming that she was hacked, so that she didn't say any of that stuff. None of that stuff is true. And she's kind of posting a photo of herself unbothered. But that's part of the post and delete, whether you believe it or not, whether she woke up and did all of this stuff and said all of this stuff about Yazan. But at the end, she says that she was hacked.
Yeah, I don't buy it. Here's why I'm not buying the hack story. You went and posted very relevant memes and messages on your Instagram story. You know what I mean? The two are related closely. And they're still on there. I checked this evening. They were still on there. So if you were really hacked, why would you have that on your story? I think that was a cleanup effort to make sure she gets the bag from TLC.
Yeah, and I'm about to bust that a little bit, because as of today, Soapdirt is reporting that they are no longer together. So they didn't make it past this. They didn't make it past the 90-day show. And in fact, she's been back in the U.S. and she's quarantined and been quarantined like the rest of us for the last few months. So this is all just for the show. So something must have upset her that she wanted to go all the way off. Maybe, you know, since they're not together and he's like with another girl, she was feeling some kind of way. I don't know.
Maybe. Nakia Emanuel in the live chat said, honestly, this couple seemed fraudulent from the very beginning. And Kaiju Empire said, if you read the comments, you will see she's just saying she's hacked. And yeah, Nicole Taylor said, I'm not surprised. Yeah, so, and Nakia Emanuel also said, damn, so that NDA contract don't mean a thing to Brittany, huh? So I don't know. I think this is a cleanup effort. I don't think she was necessarily hacked, and I'll leave it at that.
I agree 1,000%. Let's move on. Can we do the Ken and Armando story right now, and then we'll flip back to Usman and Lisa?
Oh, sure, of course.
Cool.
So you guys, Ken and Armando, that's one of my favorite couples this season. They gave an update on how they're meshing their lives together. As we know, Kenny, when we left off on this past episode, Kenny was gearing up to leave his family to go be with Armando in Mexico. So they went and had a recent interview. They both are praising one another in the interview for making sacrifices that basically uprooted both of their lives in an effort to combine their lives and become a family. Kenneth shares how he overcame his emotions to move away from his family. So I want you guys to check out this video clip. I'm not sure if we have it queued up yet, but we are going to get it on the screen. All right. So you guys check out this video clip of Ken and Armando.
I knew in my head what he had given up to, but being able to witness it myself, it truly has made my love for him grow that much more.
Okay.
You know, knowing what he went through and the sacrifices he went through. He's an amazing man. That's all I can say.
And he made a lot of sacrifices too to get to me, because he moved away from his hometown. He had to really bear all. He had to, you know, open the vein for everybody to see, and for his parents to see the true him inside. And that's a beautiful thing, really.
I was going to say, you two are really couple goals, and I'm just so happy for the world to kind of see this love blossom for the two of you. Would you say that, you know, you guys are the loves of each other's life?
Yes.
I love
completely.
That. Kenneth, yes. I don't know, you're wavering there, no. Everybody.
Yes, I said.
Just making sure that was a test and you passed. So, you know.
Aren't they so cute, you guys? They're the cutest. Love Ken and Armando. It's just very genuine with them. And I think that myself, I know you like them a lot too, Linda. And I think just our, you know, 90-day family, everybody feels that genuine, that authenticity, that authentic love between this couple. And we don't get that a lot with the 90-day couples. So refreshing.
We used to. I think that's what it is. I was going to say the same thing. It's refreshing because we used to get this where the couples really, you just felt like they wanted to be together, whether there was drama or not. It was, mm-hmm. it felt genuine. So I feel like they're definitely feeling like a breath of fresh air for sure.
Yes. Agreed. I just want to share that with you guys. And you know, a little tearjerker. All right. So let's move on to,
we're going
to
do Usman and Lisa.
Oh yeah. This tea.
All right, you guys, first of all, live chat, please let us know, is Lisa canceled yet? I'm just curious what you guys think as fans. Is she canceled or is she not? Is she still just too entertaining for you? While you guys ponder that and hit us up in the live chat, Lisa and Usman are at war. They're at war right now and the battle is fierce and it is ongoing and they are taking lives with everybody and anybody. So basically, here's what happened. Usman took to his live and basically called Lisa out. Said that he had done some cameos, and because he was in Nigeria, he gave Lisa the power of attorney to collect that money for him. He racked up over $26,000 of cameo money, which who knew you can make that much money doing cameos, but good on him. Lisa took the money. She took the money. She said she gave it to charity. And then she said that she didn't give it to charity, that she still had it. But then she had posted that she bought a new car. And that car amount was $26,000, like roughly around the same amount. So he's figuring that she used his money to buy that car. And now he wants his money back and she's holding it hostage and she's saying no because he is a scammer and he's scammed her out of love. Like he was just using her to come over to America. So she's not going to give him the money back until he gives her a public apology and admits that he was scamming her. And then she said she'll wire him the money minus whatever percentage for her taxes, because it's going to be on her quote unquote I-9. So then Usman is like, no, I have the receipts. Here's my money. I've never scammed her. And she's saying that he's pulling, like holding over her head, wanting to annul their marriage. And so I don't know, guys. All I can say is that, oh, also, I want to say this, that she went on to another live with someone else and admitted. She admitted that she stole the money. I personally think he should just use whatever means necessary, show this video to Cameo and be like, hey, look, she stole my money. She admitted it. And that's it. That's all. Like, I just think that's a nasty thing to do. And I think that she's backpedaling, trying to make herself look good. But you stole someone's money who actually worked and earned it. And why do you feel like you're entitled to it? Oh, do you feel like you're entitled to it because of the way you've treated him since day one, from what we've seen on TV, what we saw on your season? And then the tell-all and the N-word and all of that stuff. I just find like she's a nasty individual. And so I'm not surprised that she just stole $26,000 from Usman.
Yeah, I'm not surprised either. I'm actually surprised that Usman even trusted her to do that. Like, why? You could have gotten anybody to do that for you. Right. Why would you put that responsibility on her or even entrust her with that amount of money? And he's never going to get his money back. He can do a public apology right now and she's still not going to get it back to him.
Yep.
Period. Dot. Because the money is spent. It's gone. And according to the live chat, Lisa has not only been canceled, but she has been banished, according to Geek Girl. She has been abolished, according to Annabelle Reyna. Nicole Taylor says she has been done with Lisa. Ray Della said, so over baby goat Lisa, she's canceled. Debbie Wood said, go away, Lisa. Kimberly KM, canceled. Canceled, canceled, canceled. Geek Girl, heard she was just from the B90. She just should be canceled. You know, let me say this. Even if Usman goes to Cameo with this, with the receipts and the videos of her showing or saying that she actually took the 26K, the problem is he basically put the money in her hands.
Oh, he
did. So they can't do it. Their hands are tied. What can they do about it? He needs to get an attorney. If he really wants that money back, he's going to have to get an attorney. But I don't know how that would go.
I just think that I'm surprised she doesn't see how her credibility looks like crazy. Like, you can't tell me anything. I wanted to end her little part. She claims that she has plenty of dirt to spill still on Soulja Boy. And she says, quote, she has integrity, character, and morals, while Usman is a lowly scammer. So show me the integrity part, Lisa, and show me your morals part. And show me the character part, because everything that we've seen and then stealing on top of that, I don't know if those three things go together with what you're saying. The words are coming out of your mouth, and oftentimes they come out really nasty.
Yeah. I mean, if we can start the cancel culture on Lisa, I say Lisa is canceled. She's done.
Yeah, I think she's canceled. I think she's been canceled. But I think as of yesterday, it's just confirming it for everybody. Speaking of money, let's talk about 90 day finances and paychecks.
Yeah. So have you guys ever wondered how much 90 day cast members actually make? I have. I know that much. I have some insight for you if you've been wondering. So the 90 day stars actually do get paid. That is confirmed, but they don't get paid very much. And some people are wondering if the monetary compensation is worth the emotional payout and the emotional expenditures and, you know, everything that these 90 day stars go through. So some are wondering about that, but here's the breakdown. They are paid. They're actually paid on a per episode basis. And of course, as we know, every cast member is not on every episode. So you're not literally, let's say a season is 16 episodes. They're not getting paid for 16 episodes because they're not airing every episode. Anyways, so reportedly the payout is $1,000 per episode, but let's be clear that $1,000 is per couple and not per person. So basically the breakdown is $500 per person. Now, here's the issue. There's been rumors, there's been grumblings, and I've actually heard this in the live chat as well, that only the American spouse actually gets the paycheck. And a lot of times this is just due to like visas and work permits and things like that. So basically the American spouse gets the paycheck, and they're held with the responsibility or the expectation to split the money with their spouse. And a lot of times this expectation goes unmet and the foreign spouse doesn't get all of their money if they get it at all. So that's been kind of the argument or the concern, as well as the amount that these cast members get paid per episode. So it is a lot. I see a Geek Girl in the live chat saying it's a lot lower than she thought. It's a lot lower than I thought. Linda, did you know about this? Did you know about the amount that these 90 Day Stars were getting?
Yeah, I reported on this a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
So I did know about this. I do know though that as they move on, like if you're a reoccurring character, your pay changes. So like someone like a Darcy or Angela or any of those couples that we've seen or people that we've seen over and over again, they don't stick to that one rate, whatever that rate is. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, and I read that as well. But the thing about it that I also read is that the rate doesn't increase that much. So I don't know. I'm sure Darcy and Angela, they're the moneymakers of the franchise, I would say. They're kind of the staple faces of the franchise. So I'm sure they're getting, you know, broken off a nice chunk of change. But another way that these 90 Day stars are making money is by endorsements and, you know, advertising things on their Instagrams, because as a result of them being on the show, they have more exposure, which leads to more Instagram followers and more influence, so they can push products for, you know, companies that they believe in or companies that are paying the right amount. So there is some payout for them, but I just thought it was more than that. So anywho.
Let's talk about Ed and Tiffany. And if you guys remember, Tiffany is Ed's daughter. So it looks like there's still bad blood between the two of them. You guys remember from the tell-all how Big Ed was basically like, yeah, I would, you know, leave my daughter to the side if Rose would give me another opportunity. And she was on the tell-all and heard the dad say that and be like, wow. And she started crying, tearing up. You guys all saw it. And she was really upset by that. So they had managed to work things out up until that point, but it looks like things are on the rocks again. So as of Father's Day, she posted on her social media a heartwarming post for her pops. And that's her stepfather. And it definitely had nothing to do with Ed. And she went on to say, happy Father's Day. So lucky to have you in my life. Hashtag family, hashtag pops, hashtag love him. She made no reference to Big Ed. She did not say happy Father's Day to him. Nothing, like just crickets. And so it kind of got people like wondering, is there something still going on there? Is there an issue with Big Ed and his daughter, Tiffany? And she's just like not acknowledging it. And some of you sleuths out there have actually even gone through her social media on Instagram and noticed that there are no posts of Big Ed on her Instagram anymore. So I don't know, guys. Mm. Something seems to be up.
I wonder what happened between like the reunion show and now.
Right. But can you imagine your dad saying to you, like, I'll kick you to the curb for this girl that you just met that didn't even work out? Like, what? Right. Rose was visibly angry with him on the tell-all, and yet you're going to go ahead and say that while your daughter's like right across on the screen? That's ridiculous.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right. So can we move on to Lauren and her post-baby weight journey?
Absolutely.
All right. So Lauren, you guys. I'm sorry. Fernanda is next. Fernanda and Jonathan.
Yes.
We're a little out of order. Sorry about that.
Fernanda celebrated her divorce from Jonathan in a really different kind of way. So as you guys know, Jonathan recently got engaged and was all over social media, new girl, new start, new life. And people are saying Fernanda's response to this was her celebrating, quote unquote, her divorce all of a sudden. She posted a video recalling her wedding day by wearing the same gown that we saw in their season that she picked out with Jonathan's mom, Cece, and her sister Jackie. But then she went on to say, hey, I'm going to change this dress to make it something positive. And she put on the dress and she called it an artsy clip. And what she did is had her friends splash all this colorful paint all over the dress. At the end, they did a big group hug, and her wedding dress is like considered a piece of art to her now. And she told her fans to share the video with all their friends, in attempt to try to make this video go viral. Now the video's on YouTube, and the photo of the dress she posted to her Instagram with the story that I just told you. And people are wondering, like, the timing of this, is it seeking attention now that Jonathan is engaged to Janelle, or is she really now just celebrating her divorce, or is she trying to stay relevant? I don't know. What do you guys think? What do you think, Ashley?
All three. I think it's like, I think it's her, A, trying to celebrate her divorce, but B, using this as a moment to probably deflect from his engagement and keep herself relevant, you know? So I think she's just using it as a moment
A, B, to get on top. C.
A, B, yep. and C. I think everybody's takes on that is 100% accurate. Joanne Pieria in the live chat says she's seeking attention. And Geek Girl said she's so young too. Nakia Emanuel said Fernanda always rubbed me the wrong way. She basically just used him. Jean Wilson says she really didn't care for Fernanda. Finest Jewel says she's big mad. So I think that, Joanne says she doesn't care for Fernanda either. So,
well, there you guys go. I'm interested to see what happens next, though. I think it's going to be a war of social media, like who's posting what, you know, because she's dating someone. So if she truly doesn't care, then why even do all this? Why dig up your wedding dress from over a year ago? Like, why? Really?
Yeah.
If you're dating someone, move on, be happy, celebrate life, and keep a pushing. But if you truly still care and it bothers you that your ex got engaged, then yeah, I could see you having a tantrum and making it a thing that everyone wanted to see, right? Divert that attention.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. And might I add, they're a good looking couple too. So
absolutely.
She probably feels the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about Lauren.
Okay, we'll move on to Lauren now. All right. So Lauren actually gives an update on her post-baby weight her weight loss journey, I should say. She revealed on IG that she has lost 26 pounds after giving birth on April 14th. During her pregnancy, might I add, she actually gained 32 pounds. She said, I still have my belly and that will take some time. No, I'm not working out. I'm breastfeeding and I changed my diet. I'm going on daily walks, but that's it. I think being active with the baby is really helping me, and I have a few more pounds to go and then some. But hey, you're close to the amount, you're close to having lost the amount of weight that you gained. I mean, I think that's incredible. Not that it should even be, that should even be the focus after having a baby. You should just be enjoying your baby. But as a woman, you do want to try to get back to what's normal for you, right? So shout out to her for staying focused on, I know she had also mentioned that she's just been focusing on her healthy eating, not really focusing on putting stress on her body by working out. So I think she's doing it the right way and she'll be back to normal before she knows it. And she honestly looks good at this point. So shout out to Miss Lauren.
Yay, Lauren. Get it, girl. Get it. Whatever makes you happy, you do you, girl.
Yeah,
I love that story. That's a sweet story and an honest one. I like it.
Yeah, very honest. It's like, I feel like we always see, and you guys can let me know in the live chat if you agree with this too, we see these celebs just bouncing back after like a month of having a baby and they just have no more baby weight on them, and it creates this unrealistic expectation. So I appreciate Lauren's candor about her weight loss journey. I think that that's important. To share
the real deal. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let's move on to Stacey and Darcy. So there was a leak. Turns out that Stacey and Darcy are officially filming their own spinoff for TLC.
Oh, wow.
Darcy has been a huge draw, like we talked about earlier, for the network. So in addition to the spinoff, we've seen them on other 90 days, like Before the 90 Day, 90 Day Fiancé, the original, all of them. We see a lot of Darcy and we see Stacey as well. So it's likely that they were filming in Connecticut. That's where they live. But it also could be that they were filming here in Los Angeles, because Darcy has mentioned Los Angeles and moving up to Los Angeles and projects out in Los Angeles. So because we don't know, because we're all in quarantine, and you know, these are leaked pictures, it could have been Connecticut, it could have been Los Angeles. But what is interesting about this spinoff is it going to be, which, guys, if you remember, if you watch our show religiously, I said this spinoff is going to be about the two sisters and their love interest. And if you see some of the leaked photos that we were posting up here, one of them is with Darcy's new beau. And we've seen him pop up in her stories and pop up on her social media stuff. So now he's a part of the 90 Day family. And perhaps we already know Stacey's long distance relationship with Florian. So I think it's going to be that. It's going to be watching these two sisters maneuver their singlehood and datinghood and all of that. And that's going to be like the spinoff for that.
I wonder, he looks kind of cute from the pictures. The new boo. Okay.
And if you guys remember, he is a personal trainer and massage person. And apparently he has like a bunch of celebrities as clients out here. So who knows?
I feel like Darcy really wants to move to LA. She wants to move here. So I think this works. Yeah. This works perfectly.
Yeah, it does. And she's mentioned that. She's mentioned it quite a few times that LA is somewhere where she wants to be. I can see Darcy living in LA.
I could too. Yeah. Some tea was just spilled in the live chat though.
Go ahead.
Okay, so Finest Jewel says that Stacey is pregnant. Did we know that?
I heard that rumor back in the day, but I didn't think it was true. So if you guys know that, that's something that I'll definitely look into.
Yeah, a few people are saying that. That's the word on the street. So IDK. We'll see.
We'll see.
Oh,
thanks for the tea live chat.
Thanks for the tea live chat. Yep. All right. So can we move on to Caesar?
Let's do it.
All right. So Caesar reveals, you guys, we've been talking about money all episode. Caesar reveals how much money he actually gave to Maria during their relationship. He explained on an interview on a show that he recently did on June 21st that for 5 years he only took off holidays off of work because he was working so much to support Maria with the money that she was asking for. He said that this started with him paying for Maria's visa and her airplane ticket. You know, that fell through, but he did pay for it, but he needed to enlist TLC's help to actually get, you know, for them to connect. When Caesar and Maria finally met, he was disappointed when she asked for more money. He said that she did have some bills that she needed to take care of. And while he was visiting her, he had about $7,000 with him. So he helped her out with $2,000. And then she was like, can you make that $4,000 double up on that? So at this point, Caesar was real irritated. He was just like, what the heck? I'm here basically to hang out with you, to see you. I wasn't expecting to be Santa Claus coming to visit you. So he said that his expectation to visit Maria, travel around the Ukraine, see what, you know, visit some beautiful places, went unmet because he gave her so much money during his visit with her. Now, after all of this, after the visit, Maria asked him for regular biweekly payments of $800 every 2 weeks, that is. And according to Caesar, Maria told him that she needed this money because she didn't work in her country. She didn't want to work in her country because it would not be good for her due to her country's corrupt nature. And if she does go work somewhere, their relationship would be over for some reason. I guess she would get it fall into some legal issues. So based on this reasoning and this rationale, Caesar thought it was a great idea to go ahead and give Maria this $800 every 2 weeks like clockwork. And that's for 5 years, you guys, that he did this. So in order to make this happen, he worked 7 days a week with no days off for 5 years. So Caesar is now happy that he's no longer doing this. He's keeping his money to himself. He's able to do things for himself. And he's at peace with this. Linda, you are cracking up over there. What are your thoughts about?
This is so ridiculous. First of all, Caesar, I don't believe that you ever met her. I don't believe that you went over there and you like hung out. And she took pictures, like you said, and then she deleted them from your phone. And that's why you have no proof that you met her. I believe that you work 7 days a week, and I believe that you sent her money. I think you're like David. You were on this site. You're paying to be on the site per minute, and that was racking up. But what you were able to do is you were able to get Maria off the site, so you thought you had a one-up, but guess what? She had a one-up because she was getting the money directly from you. So you're giving her $800 every 2 weeks. Meanwhile, she's still on the site and you don't know about it. It's all a hustle. So for him to come around and say he spent like X amount of dollars, yeah, you did, because you're on the same site that David was on, and it's a paying site, and those women will never be with you. They don't even want to meet you. They just want your money. So glad you came to your senses. You go ahead and keep doing those nails, and you keep banking your money and meet someone who you don't need to not only pay for because they don't feel like working because of a corrupt country, but also too that you can actually meet and spend time with. How about that?
How about that? Yeah, the live chat is cracking up just like you are, Linda. Ray Della Lewis said, I don't believe he ever met her in person. Crystal W said, he is writing a book in his head. Mimi Stray Sean said, no proof, then it's bull. Finest Jewel says she doesn't need to work. Annabelle Reyna said, bye, Caesar. Nobody cares, sir. And Joanne Piera said, Caesar gives no proof. Pete Girl said, oh, please.
That's how I feel. Oh, please. That's how I feel.
Yeah. 1,000. So no one believes you, Caesar. Sorry.
Hilarious. I feel like almost he's trying to like, compare himself to David, because you know David's like, oh, over the years I spent $300,000, and all of a sudden now Caesar's like, yeah, I spent $90,000. Like, okay, you two.
He said he spent the $80,000-$90,000, but if you do the math, it doesn't even calculate to that.
My whole point is this: no one cares. You got swindled. The both of you got swindled, and for me, it makes you seem silly and kind of like not all together there, that you both can be spending all this money from someone you never met. And you guys already know how I feel about quote unquote dating someone that you've never met.
Yeah.
So that's that.
Agreed.
Oh, Caesar. Caesar, Caesar.
I
wonder if they're going to do anything with him. Like if he's going to come back in some shape, way, or form.
I'm sure. I feel like he keeps sort of resurfacing, so I think that I kind of think that they'll bring it back. They're probably trying to figure it out.
Yeah, because
but if he keeps telling these juicy, salacious stories, he'll be back sooner rather than later.
I mean, I think that it's a sign, and I talked about this yesterday, and I agree with it today, that once you're in that TLC 90 Day family, and if they like you and you bring in the ratings, then they are going to bring you back in some shape, way, or form. And that's why we saw even Caesar at the tell-all, like he popped out of nowhere. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see him in future episodes of something or on some spinoff.
Agreed.
And let's talk about Larissa. Okay, so guys, this week, you know that Larissa had a tantrum, and she took to her Instagram and said that she's canceling her cable tomorrow. She's like, wow, no airtime to me, the person that brought the ratings to season 6 and happily ever after season 4. don't ask me to do this shit again, period. She said, since today, I'm not going to mention Happily Ever After on any of my social medias anymore. And then, if you guys recall, that we talked about this on our other show, the Happily Show After Show, and I said, she's popping off right now. She needs to calm down because we're in the first and second episodes of the season. We've got a whole season ahead of us. And, you know, perhaps they're going to be character centered. Like, we're going to see this person more and this person less. Well, you know how she should know. We even know. We know how TLC cuts these shows and how they do it. Not every couple is going to be there having screen time equally on every episode. Like, that's just not how it works. Well, I guess Larissa came to her senses. She said, I received a preview. She said, breaking news, I was wrong. I received a preview for next week's episode, and I now know that I overreacted and spoke too soon. Yes, I know, it's hard to believe. I could be so impulsive. I'm so happy to see what will be shown next week, as I really want you guys to see my journey, my life, and I can only do this through the show as I am under contract. I'm unable to be too vocal on my social media right now. Thank you to you all that understood this. So this is the main reason I do not post very much on my social media. The show is airing and I cannot divulge information not shown. And yes, I will be showing more of myself, my family, and all other aspects of my life on my YouTube channel after the season has aired. Until then, I must be quiet.
Yes, that's the best thing she has said. Be quiet, Larissa. Be quiet. You don't need to talk no more. Like, why did you even need to say any of that? You know how the editing works, like you said, Linda. She's been around long enough where she knows how the editing works. Chill out. Why are you spazzing about nothing? Live chat's going crazy right now. So Raydella said, Larissa, girl, bye. Crystal W said, canceling her friend's cable. Does she own her own TV? Larissa going to get that new girl, going to get that new girl with Colt. Jean Wilson says, she's such a child and thinks so much of herself. I didn't recognize her after all the plastic surgery. Nakia Emanuel said, Larissa is about to fumble the bag. Girl, your approval ratings are dropping faster than Trump. And Joanne Pierre said, Larissa, we have Jesse now. Bye, girl. So, Annabelle Reyna said, Larissa, don't cancel TLC. How else are you going to pay for your cosmetic procedures?
Listen, she had no intention of canceling TLC. I think she was having a tantrum. And I wonder what you guys think in the live chat and anyone that's watching. I'm finding that a lot of the cast members, something shifted. And now it's like they think that they're the stars. Look at Big Ed saying he was the biggest draw of 90 Day Fiancé. And then you have Larissa coming and saying that she brought the biggest ratings. And then you had baby girl Lisa on the tell-all. If you saw on the leak tell-all, she thought she was running the show. And she was telling people to unplug this and get her off air and do this. And so it's like you have an entitlement, like, I'm a superstar now. Like, everyone needs right. to just chill out, because guess what? As every season goes and every new 90 days comes along, there's a new person in town that the fans get excited about. And if you're awesome and TLC thinks you're awesome, then they'll continue on with you. But you're not the main and one and only that has made this show the way it is. It's all the couples. They've all brought something to the table. So mm-hmm. I think that people who like freak out like that, like, ooh, you bring the ratings, you need to calm all the way down. And I just want to say this for the record, Larissa, some of your publicity was not good publicity, because some of that stuff was all that domestic abuse times three when you got arrested, and the time that you like posed and on top of a police cruiser, and people were not feeling that. So, you know, I agree with what she said at the end, that she's just going to be quiet and let the season air. And I think that's a good idea.
I think that's a great idea. Keep your mouth shut. Shut it up. All right. So before we go, Linda, I want to shout out everybody in the live chat. We have like 91 people in the live chat. So thank you all so much for joining us tonight. Make sure you guys give us a thumbs up. If you're not subscribed to our AfterBuzz reality channel, make sure you do that. Want to shout out Casey Hayner, Nakia Emanuel, Geek Girl, Jean Wilson, Mimi Strachan, Annabelle Reyna, Regella Lewis, Debbie Woods, James Grenier, Nakia Emanuel. Let's see here. I want to make sure I don't miss anyone. Crystal W., Gila Johnson, S. Merced 0918. If I missed you, I am so sorry, but you guys are, oh, we got Beth Haynes, Finest Jewels. You guys are all appreciated. We love you all, and we thank you guys so much for joining us and hanging out with us. I know some of you guys are like in foreign countries where, foreign to us rather, where, you know, your time zones are different. I know Nakia Emanuel said she's in St. Lucia, I believe. So it's like, oh, it's past midnight where she is. So thank you guys so much who stay up late and get up early to hang out with us. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, I mean, what she said, guys, we love you. We love having you. We're so glad that the live chat is up. And you know what's kind of fun? Having you guys Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night. And if for you guys that don't know and you only see our weekly show, we do Happily Ever After. And we also do The Other Way on Monday and Tuesday nights. So make sure that you're all over the AfterBuzz reality so you can get those pop-up notifications for when we go live so that you can join us in the live chat, because you're our third and fourth and fifth and sixth host of the show, and we just love interacting with you. So guys, until next week, there will be lots of 90-day drama between Thursday and Monday, I'm sure of it. So until then, you can find me all across social media at Linda So Girly. I love hearing from you guys. Hit me up in the DMs. I want to shout out New Beginnings on Twitter. She sends me a bunch of stuff all the time, and I just think it's great. So thank you, guys. Appreciate you. Ashley, where can they find you?
Yes, you guys can find me on Instagram at Miss Ashley Marie, and you can find me on Twitter at AshleyMarie0422. A couple of people I did forget, Chuck Wilson, thank you so much for hanging out. Cece, thank you so much for hanging out. Anybody else, charge it to my mind, not my heart. I'm trying to go through all the lists. But again, like Linda said, thank you all so much.
Guys, till next week. Bye for now.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.